TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
High noon in the District of Columbia and fired up to get to the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV, and check in with our friend Mr. Dan Duggan, senior writer for The Athletic covering the New York Giants. Dan, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing well. A lot has changed. The last time we spoke was probably going into week one, and things were looking a lot different for both franchises at that point, that's for sure.
They sure were, man.
U-G-L-Y.
Yeah, it's, it has been rough. Let's start with Mike Kafka. Seems, granted, I'm watching on Hard Knocks, right? So that's presented in such a manner. But Kafka doesn't seem like a normal interim head coach. Like, he seems to be trying to run with this thing, and the guys seem to kind of like him and not be all that checked out. Am I reading that right, or what is the vibe in that Giants locker room?
Oh, it's funny when you said you were judging it just based on Hard Knocks. I mean, the facial expressions and the body language during that clip they showed last night didn't exactly look like guys were ready to run through the wall as he delivered his Teflon-laden speech. No, I mean, listen, I think that, it was seven games that he took over. That's a long time, so I think he had a real runway to try to turn the tide, obviously personally for himself, but for the team. And they got out and, they played the Packers tough, lost a close game at home. They had the collapse against the Lions, lost in overtime. And then they had that game on Monday night. I think a lot of the wind came out of the sails, how embarrassing that game was. I really felt like he had a chance to seize the moment in one of those three games. And again, the first two were right there for the taking. So now I guess we'll see. Now you come back from the bye. Now, like, everyone can see the finish lines clearly in sight, 4 weeks away. The schedule lightens, of course. But, I don't know. I think that I think he kind of had his chance, had his moment. It slipped through his fingers. And now, I mean, listen, they might go 3-1 down the stretch. I just don't know if that would really mean much when you consider the competition they have coming up here to finish things out.
Oh, yeah. I don't. He's like getting that job or anything.
definitely not that.
Yeah. So this weekend, it's a small number, but the Giants are favored in this thing. When's the last time the Giants were favored in any game? Forgive me for not knowing.
No, trust me. That's like a trivia question I had to brush up on because it's been a while. So we have to go all the way back to a different continent when they played the Panthers in Germany last year. And I want to say that was week 10 because that was Daniel Jones' last start. They went into the bye week and obviously benched him and moved on. But, yeah, so it's not great on the math there, but it's basically a full season worth of games probably because you've had, 13 this year? Probably like seven last year. Probably about 20 games since they've been favored.
Wow.
They even lost that game. So the last time they won as a favorite, you have to go even further back, and I haven't done that research quite yet. But, yeah, that's you got to go pretty deep into the annals to find a time when this team has been favored.
Dude, when I asked that question, I thought you were going to say, 9 weeks. I did not think it was going to be. Damn, dude. Oh, my gosh.
So we're spanning continent, years, seasons, coaches, everything, yeah.
What do you think they need to do this offseason to start getting this thing back in line up there?
clean house. I mean, I think that's the first step, honestly. I think before we start talking about rosters and, you know, what pick they're going to end up, you know, they obviously made the first step by firing Daboll, but I think they need to complete the job, get a new GM here, start everybody on a clean slate, the coach, the GM, get two guys and they're going to be aligned on the same timeline. And then, of course, I think it's just building around Jackson Dart at that point. So, you know, there's still – I'm actually in the process of writing a series about sort of the pieces they have, what they need to add. So I wrote the offense today. I'll do the defense tomorrow. And there definitely are some pieces here you can build around. You know, Andrew Thomas having an all-pro season left tackle. Malik Nabers will be back for a torn ACL. Jackson Dart, of course, that's the key cog. And then defensively, it's been such a disappointment. But there still is some talent there, particularly up front. So you'd like to think that, you know, kind of get a new regime in here, get some fresh coaching, some new ideas in the front office, and try to build something again. I mean, Dart is the key ingredient. If he's the real deal, which I think he's shown flashes of that, if he is, then, you know, listen, this thing can turn around real fast. But I think the first step really is just tearing it down and starting over, because I just don't think you can sit here and say, like, yeah, Joe Shane deserves a fifth year based on how the first four have gone.
Specifically, we'll talk a bunch about Dart, but what about Abdul Carter? What the hell has gone on there?
Yeah. I think the words that have been used by teammates is grow up, and I think that's blunt, and it kind of sums it up, though. And I think it's, you know, listen, he's 22 years old. I get it, but, you know, you're a professional now. You signed a contract that has $45 million guaranteed. You're the number three pick in the draft. Like, a lot is going to be expected of a guy like you, so you can't be missing meetings, particularly this deep into the season. But it's also a multi-layered thing, because he came in to a regime and to a culture with Daboll that let everything slide. I think one of his biggest missteps was he kind of gave the keys to the kingdom to the rookies right out of the gates, and then it's really hard to put that toothpaste back in the tube. So if guys are getting away with being late to meetings and not showing up on time for this or that in OTAs and in training camp, you know, when week 13 rolls around, it's hard to kind of try to drop the hammer. Now, Mike Kafka, you know, in this role as interim coach, has done so, at least. He's had some, you know, benching for a series against the Packers. That obviously didn't get the message through, so he had to bench him for a whole quarter against the Patriots. You kind of hope it's not going to take a third strike for the message to get through. but at least they're trying. But, again, it just feels like it's too late. And that's where, again, where I think just wipe the slate clean, have the new regime come in, set some standards that are not going to be as flexible and not be as permissive. Because on the field, listen, you look at the box score, 1.5 sacks is wildly disappointing. But he's definitely one of these guys that the metrics show is, you know, up there in pressures and hurries and all these things. So you think that the talent is there. So you think at some point kind of he'll have a breakthrough, and all of a sudden, you know, we look back and be like, oh, he's a guy who has 8 to 12 sacks every year. That's what I thought he was going to be this year. Obviously, it hasn't happened. But he's not a guy who doesn't have talent. And it's like, oh, wow, he's overwhelmed. I think it's just sort of the maturity stuff. And that might even sound on field. I think maybe he's not really taking his game to the next level, because he can obviously get by on natural ability. I think he's probably learning. You can't just go around, you know, NFL tackles, at least not consistently, with just your speed and athleticism. There's more to it, and I think he's trying to learn that as well.
You know, I always felt, Dan, that when you have a coach in there, he has to be supported by the GM, the owner, whatever. And with a guy like Abdul Carter, you know, if the coach is doing this, owner or GM steps in, then I think they can get it in line. But it's going to have to be a whole team that goes after it, because, you know, some coaches like to let their players do whatever.
Yeah, no, and I think that's 100% what happened here. So that's why I think when you look to, like, at least they are going to have a new coach at minimum. I think one of the first tasks of that coach, again, forget, like, setting up the X's and O's and installing your schemes. It's going to be, like, setting a culture of accountability and professionalism, which, again, a lot of these young guys have been able to just kind of do whatever they want. And I'm sure, hey, that's fun. And it, for Daboll, is probably smart, because no one's going to complain to the GM or the ownership about you as a coach if, like, they can kind of do what they want and practice is light. But obviously, I think you see that, you know, a little bit of structure and discipline is important for NFL teams. So I think that's got to be, you know, one of the first things if I'm, you know, John Mara sitting down with these prospective coaches, what is going to be your plan to instill some accountability and get this culture turned around?
Talking with Dan Duggan, senior writer for The Athletic, covering the Giants. You can give Dan a follow at D Duggan, D-U-G-G-A-N 21 on X. Dan, kind enough to join us via the Rude Guest Hotline. I know, obviously, you know, the Giants made the big change to fire Brian Daboll. Do you think Joe Shane's going to outrun the storm here? Or is it going to be a total clean house at the end of the season?
Yeah, Outrun's probably a good way to put it, because I think that's what it would be. It'd be like one of those movies where you have to like slide under the door before it closes if you're going to survive this. Because right. Even if you had asked me at the time when Dable got fired, you know, they didn't sweep the house clean at that point. They said, you know, Shane's going to stay and he's going to lead the coaching search. And then that was like, what, 3 losses ago. So it's like, it just, he needs something, I think, for them to point to and say like, okay, like I know it hasn't been good enough, but you know, we have Dart, you know, some of these pieces I talked about earlier. That's what they're going to need to cling to. But you can't cling to that if they can 2-15 and end this season on an 11-game losing streak. And, you know, the timing didn't work out great for him, where he had his annual bye week presser on Tuesday, which was, you know, 12 hours after just getting absolutely destroyed on Monday Night Football. So I would say the fan sentiment is overwhelmingly opposed to bringing him back. And, you know, as much as teams and owners can say they don't care about that stuff, they do, particularly here. So, I mean, again, I think these next 4 games are ultimately meaningless. I mean, all these, you know, playing a bunch of losing teams that are in the same boat as them, so I don't know how you can really distinguish yourself. But I will say for his purposes, they better find a way to win 3 games, run the table, whatever it is, so that way at least ownership can maybe lie to themselves but tell the public, listen, you know, we finished strong. Once we got the coaching things straightened out, the talent started to flourish, you know, whatever that, you know, kind of sales job might be. Because as of right now, again, like, I think they want to keep him, but he has to give them some reason to. You know, he had 3 wins last year. You're sitting at 2 right now. There has to be something tangible to point to, and there just isn't to this point.
Well, who's going to be able to let Jackson Dart know that he's not scattable? He's the quarterback? Because this dude think he can run through everybody, man.
Yeah, listen, everybody's tried. It's become, you know, probably the number one talking point around here, probably aside from all the turmoil, you know, based from the coaching staff on up. But, yeah, it's he's kind of been a little defiant about, like, this is who I am, this is how I'm going to be. You know, obviously missed the 2 games with concussion. Even that, he kind of said, well, that wasn't really because I got hit, it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. He kind of rationalized how that broke down. You know, everyone has said, you know, he's got to start avoiding these hits, teammates, coaches, even Joe Shane, his presser. They've all said that. I think that's going to be easier said than done because he's wired a certain way. You love that about him. I do think, again, another young guy probably needs to step back, maybe in the offseason, maybe hopefully get to that point healthy, and he can step back and say, listen, I'm the face of a $10 billion operation. I can't be on the sideline. You guys see it in Washington this year. And, you know, yep. when you're starting quarterbacks out, it ruins the season. It costs people jobs. It has major effects. And, again, injuries are going to happen. There's nothing you can do about that. It's just you need to not expose yourself unnecessarily. You go back to the first game back, basically his first carry in that Patriots game. He's trying to, you know, squeeze out 1 more yard on the sideline and he gets sent into the next orbit. Those are the types of things, you know, he needs to avoid. And, again, I don't know that he's going to. I mean, he has slid a little bit more in that game and even the game he got injured. But it's still, it's not his natural instinct. I think it's going to be sort of a constant struggle to get him to understand the importance he has, and the only way that importance can be realized is if he's on the field.
It's funny, you know, in D.C. we're having a kind of similar conversation around Jaden Daniels with running and sliding, but the hits don't look the same. The way Dart tries to, like, lower his shoulder
on people, man.
He's going to have to learn that quick. It's funny, though, Dan, like, clearly things are a mess for the Giants. But the actual game on the field on Sunday, what are you expecting?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Dart adds an element to this, too. It's like, you know, I've covered this team for a while, and there's been a lot of unwatchable December football. He at least, you know, takes you above that. You know, we're not watching Drew Locke and Tommy DeVito on Sunday. At least we get to watch a young quarterback with promise, who is exciting, you know, for even the stuff we're talking about here, like, it's fun to watch him play, and he is a very effective runner, so it's just kind of towing that line. But you go back to that Bears game, which was the first, you know, the last game he had before the injury, and then obviously Monday night wasn't great, but he was playing awesome that game, and he was making big plays with his legs, had a, you know, pretty long touchdown run. So I think it's going to be all about him these next 4 games. I mean, listen, can the defense, you know, stop when they play the Raiders, which looks like, you know, like one of the worst teams in the league, and this weekend, can they score against, you know, obviously a bad Commanders defense? That's all fine and dandy. It's just, I just want to see him. You know, that's what I think, again, all of this is going to be about. Win, lose, whatever. It's just kind of all about his development. Does he start to heed some of this caution warnings he's been pounded over and over? Does he make developments? You know, because I think he's been really fun as like a frenetic player where it's like he's making crazy plays out of the pocket. You think that, I don't know if you guys, assuming you watched the game, the 2-point conversion play he had in New England where he's running around and going left, going right, and then, you know, flings it up and makes a play. You want to see a little more of like, okay, this was the play we called in the huddle. You drop back, get to the top of your drop, and throw it to the right guy. He's done some of that, but I think you want to see more of that. I think it's all about him. And, you know, this game, again, like, I'm not going to be doing a lot of X's and O's breakdown of the 2-11 Giants and the 3-10, I think the Commanders are. So it's going to be mostly dart and vibes are pretty much all we're going to be monitoring the rest of the season here.
Dude, so I've been up there for some of these late season Commanders, Redskins, you know, before that. I've been up there for these late season Meadowlands games, and it's always super cold, and a lot of times both these teams suck over the last 10 years. What are you expecting that crowd? Like, will we see any planes with Fire Joe Shane? Will there be maybe 30,000 people in the stadium? Like, what are you expecting?
Yeah, the planes has been sort of another fun running subplot here of a lot of these home games the last 2 years where, the fans have taken to the air to explain their displeasure with the front office, the coaching, the ownership, everything. But, yeah, like you said, a lot of these games have been just bad games, I mean, bad teams late in the year with bad weather. So I'm just looking right now. Sunday looks like 30, so not snow or not, not, you know, 10 degrees, but not exactly if you got to get out of the house for a day. I don't know if you want to go spend 6 hours in the Meadowlands watching these teams play. So I think there will be plenty of empty seats. I think the atmosphere will be pretty dead. But, again, the only saving grace is dart, because even the fans are in the building, you know, when he runs for a touchdown or whatever, they'll add some juice. Because, again, I've covered some teams when it's been really bad here late in the season. At least he adds a little bit. But I don't think it's going to be enough to create some sort of home field advantage. I mean, here's how bad it was some of their recent home games. They had to go to the silent count because the place was so invaded by Packers fans and by 49ers fans, back-to-back home games. I mean, so that's kind of sums up where the Giants fan base is at. So when you have two bad teams with I can't imagine it's going to be a huge Commanders throng traveling up 95. So I would think plenty of good seats probably available on your secondary market on Sunday morning if you want to come out and see this one.
Yeah, I believe it. Dan, we appreciate you making time
appreciate
for us,
man.
Dude. We'll see you on Sunday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, Dan Duggan from The Athletic does a great job covering the Giants. You can give him a follow at dduggan21, two G's in Duggan. I'm pulling this up real quick, B, just to see what tickets will cost if you want to go to this game this weekend. Commanders at Giants, this is via SeatGeek. If you're looking to go, I bet you can get in that stadium for under $100, even understanding it's New York and the pricing.
Yeah. That definitely happened.
my computer's going slow here. But like you said, we saw a lot of Commanders fans traveling to Minnesota. I think they probably booked that already.
Yeah.
Damn! B. Mitch.
How much?
Now, these are uppers.
You probably could get some lowers for under 100.
How much do you think you can get uppers for?
25.
$26.
Hey, baby.
Wow.
Anybody want to go, I might buy you a ticket.
Dude, you can get lowers. if you'll sit in the end zone in lowers, $80.
Hey, man. Lowers is lowers, right?
Wow.
You don't need to be on the 50.
Wow. that tells you where we're at. It's what a year.
Yeah.
What a year. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to hear from Commanders head coach.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Dan Quinn, next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian to join today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More than likely.
I think that's crazy, too.
Why?
Man, air travel is such a pain in the ass.
Driving is a pain in the ass.
If there was a flight home, I wish there was a flight out of Newark at like...
What time is the game?
1.
Okay. What time you need to be leaving?
I got my show at 9 o'clock.
The game's at 1, it'd be over by 4.
The hell, last week was over at 3:30. Yeah, that it is
what show
it is.
You got at 9 o'clock?
All Ears.
All Ears might have to be shot and played another day.
it airs live at like 1, so I'm lucky.
In the morning?
It comes on after Sunday Night Football on TV.
Okay then, but if you could get on a flight by 6, be home at 7 o'clock off the plane, you can go shoot that at the studio.
So I've thought about that. There is a flight from Newark to DCA. Tell me if you think I could do this. So Newark, I'm going to give you the exact time on it. I think it's at 6, but that I just don't think I can pull that off.
Why not?
Game's not going to be over till like 4:30. And then, ideally, I'm in the locker room after the game. Like, if there was a...
JP, let me just break a little something down for you, bro. When you are doing stuff...
I also think there could be some weather.
You can always... Listen, don't worry about what the flight is. Get you a flight and move.
Yeah, the times won't work.
Okay, well...
I wish there was a flight at, like, 11. I need, like, a late flight.
They don't have that one.
So, I was
on a train.
The train sucked, too. I think I'm just going to drive.
Nah.
That drive's not bad. I've made it a zillion times.
What I'll do, I'll fly there, but I would not be driving back. I'll drive back. But I'm flying there.
Dan Quinn breaking some news. Let's go to the Commanders head coach.
Jaden and where we're at. So he did re-aggravate his elbow injury in the game. No structural setbacks. However, through the medical evaluations, you know, over the last couple days, including this morning, doctors advised us we hold him this Sunday. And so Marcus will start. And we're really bummed for Jaden. Like, he is working incredibly hard to get back on the field with his guys. And so tough deal. He's absolutely going for it. So wanted to get that out as we got started. And glad to open up to you guys and get rolling as we get ready for the Giants.
Do you anticipate him coming back this season? And what's, again, the value, I guess, with only three there?
Well, I know that's why I wanted to come out. He's going to be out this week. He'll practice as we're going in a limited fashion. But let's see where we're at next week. We're always going to make the best decisions, John, for him, you know, for the team, what the medical, you know, opinions are. So we kind of just wanted to give you that information today, and then we can work into next week.
I guess also as you look forward with some other positions and all that, and we've talked about the young guys playing, et cetera, that 2024, the second and third round picks, you had a lot of those guys. Have you gotten the impact that you feel you've needed from them this year? And I know people don't develop linearly, right? But have you gotten that impact from that group that maybe you need, and what do you need to see from them moving forward?
Yeah, I think I don't want to do like an end of year assessment, you know, like as we're going this week, but it's really important over the next weeks of what we can do, what we can get done. And so all of, you know, last year's class, this year's class, when we get our chances to go make your mark, you've got to be able to go do that. So we can visit on that postseason, but I think right now I'm just kind of really worried about them developing and playing well in this game.
I just want to clarify one thing. You said after the game that he could have gone back in.
Correct.
So this was discovered further imaging on Monday?
Yeah, the imaging was good, so there's no structural setbacks. But just like most players, you talk to him on a Sunday, and then again what Monday feels like, and not quite the same of you know, swelling or strength, mm-hmm. and those things to go into it. Mm-hmm. So it was confirmed no structural in the evaluation at the game, and then again this week.
I know, again, you said post-game that, you know, it wasn't acceptable in all three phases. But just looking at the offense, how have you felt the O-line has developed together since Sam Cosme came back? And then have you gotten what you've wanted out of the skill players? I know there's been that rotation of injuries.
But. Yeah. It's hard to, like, not see the game. It really is, because there was a lot that I liked about our offensive line, you know, 13 days ago or whatever. So having Sam come back and find continuity with Josh, these guys are going to play a lot of football together. And so I think that's like a good step, Nikki, where that continuity takes place. At the receiver spot, it's not just plug and play, and you know, like, the continuity is important. And so having, you know, Noah and Terry and Debo, Trey back into the whole practice, full speed reps, that definitely, it's a big deal for us. And, you know, as we move forward, you know, over these next weeks, like, I think we'll continue to see the benefit of that moving forward.
Coach, just back to Jaden for a second.
Sure.
On a lot of his runs, you could see when he's sort of done running, giving himself up, he's trying to fight for extra yards. And a lot of times I'll notice he sort of dives forward or head first. Do you mind that, or would you rather see maybe more like a base runner slide, or does that matter at all?
No, it's a great question, and it's a common one. So there's two different ways that you can give yourself up. If you're diving, you know, they begin the spot where it is, and it's, you know, roll to a side and dive that way. Either way, the protection is there. You're giving yourself up with the dive or with a slide. So both of them are techniques, and just it matters, you know, where you're at, what you feel more comfortable with, but it's pretty common both ways when you're giving yourself up. If you're not and you're straining for yards just, you know, straight away, then that's a whole different topic. But as far as, like, the play's over, you know, I'm a slide or dive, those are both, you know, effective ways to do it. And sometimes it's to one side this way, to my left that way. That's pretty common for a lot of the QBs.
I know the initial injury was a dislocation. Can you provide any other information on, like, what happened to aggravate it, whether it was like another
landing on it, like full on,
like a bruise or like a, I guess the question is, did he re-dislocate it?
No. No structural setbacks at all. So just sometimes the heavy hit of something can, you know, cause, you know, a re-aggravation, but no setback. So there's no dislocation of that. The structural part is good, but obviously, like, the one thing you don't want to do is, like, land directly on it. And so, was that Murphy's Law or something like that? Like, the one thing that can't happen. And so, yeah, there's no structural setback. So I want to make sure I was super clear on that.
Okay. And then obviously it was kind of fluky that he was chasing down a guy after an interception. As a coach, are you good with him doing that? Like, do you like seeing him try to make a play, or would you prefer that he not?
Fortunately, it's not a scenario we're in a lot with him. So I'm super thankful for that. And yeah, like, it's not something that we, you know, practice a whole lot or techniques of that. And so you get blocked, you know, some as a, you know, person that's going after, but like, the guy's a competitive player, and we're not going to live our whole life scared. I can promise you that, but we're going to do everything and all the time, like, great decisions for him, for the team, and where we're at. But yeah, I'm fortunate that we don't talk about a play like that a lot.
Obviously, injuries are never a good thing, but for Ben Sinnott, you know, with obviously you guys, you know, losing Zach Ertz for the year with the torn ACL, could this be an opportunity for him to kind of spread his wings a little
bit? Yeah, I think that's a good evaluation by you. And like, Ben, like, behind the scenes, is not necessarily behind the scenes, but in the practice, the work that he's put in, and Zach's made a big impact on that. Him and Yankoff both are like guys we see ascending and developing. We feel his speed. We feel his energy to go do that. So it is that moment where you do have, you know, more chances, you know, when an injury takes place. So, yeah, you're accurate on that. And we're looking forward to that for him. Don't like the circumstance, how it happened, but when it does and you take advantage of it, it's a big deal.
How would you say that the time he's missing, the playing time, the game time Jaden's missing this year, has affected his development in his second year in the league?
Yeah, any player, it's really important. And at quarterback, the reps, you know, are significant because they're just, there's like so many things that happen, you know, on a play, where it can go, what's the check, what's the look. It's different than maybe a technique at another spot. So I think most quarterbacks would say that there's a lot of value in the reps that they get and what they do. And some are practice, some aren't. It's the scramble that, you know, keep my eyes downfield. It's the this coverage that can go to a certain look. So all of those are valuable for sure.
And just going back to the O-line for one sec, would you consider that unit maybe the highlight of this season in terms of the play you've gotten and the fact that other than Sam at the start, they've been healthy and you've been able to consistently roll out those guys game after game?
Yes, and there's a number of things that I like, certainly, especially in the run game. You know, some of the combination blocks that you've seen, and especially on the left side with Laramie and Chris on some of the double teams and down blocks have been significant. So to see that part elevate, that'd be accurate. And we want to constantly challenge them and, again, hire to take it. But, yes, definitely one of the parts that they've, you know, especially since Sam has come back, you know, remained healthy, and that's a big deal. Like, there's a lot of positions that, you know, coach said never say we're all set at. It's O-line and corners and rushers, and so to have those guys stay healthy and getting the continuity together, it's a big deal.
Hey, Dan, over the last couple of weeks, you know, you've kind of discussed with us the benefit of Jaden playing. You know, if he's healthy, why should he continue to play? Right. How about flip it? Do you see any benefit of him not playing at all this year, if he's healthy, shutting him down? Do you see any benefit in that?
Sure. I recognize the question. It's an easy one to go. And we haven't really gone down that road yet to decide. He's out this week and he's working hard to get back. But as far as what decisions are ahead, like, we just haven't gone down that road. He's working incredibly hard to get back with the guys. So, yeah, we're really bummed they got, you know, re-aggravated on this specific injury. Going into it, thought he had a good week. There were things to improve upon into the game to get started. But, you know, we haven't gone down all the way yet. We just, you know, kind of went through the first evaluations this week to get ready to play. So I'll have a better update as we're moving forward.
How's the team holding up? Long losing streak. You got four games left in the season. How do you avoid that so-called checking out kind of, you know, you only have four games left and then it's pack your bags and go to your destinations?
Yeah. I think there's a lot to play for. And we talked about this being a, you know, four-game division tournament here for us beginning in the Meadowlands. And so when you have a career-worst performance, you get back up off the mat and you swing first. That's what, you know, that's what competitors and battling for it do. So that's what I expect to see from our team, how we go after it, the style and the attitude that we want to do that together. So that's what I'm, you know, expecting to see fully this week in that game. A lot that we had to address and didn't like, but I certainly don't think that's anything that's indicative of what's ahead.
And Coach, just looking back to last week, we know that Jaden had the great practice and that he was trending in the right direction and such. Why was it important that he did get back on the field with his teammates and look to lead his squad?
Yeah, there's so much to gain from playing. And I think Howard was we're saying that earlier about reps. And, you know, at that point, we're probably talking about 30% of the season to go and to gain experience. And so all of that matters in your development. Like, we're looking to keep developing him for, you know, for a really long time. And so if there was a chance to improve over these next, you know, games ahead, like, we were going to go after that as hard as we could, knowing that it would pay dividends in the future. And so when you have a setback like that happen, obviously, you know, we're bummed for him, we're bummed for us. And, you know, that's the one thing you didn't want to happen, you know, happen. So now we'll, you know, move into this week. Mark's be the starter, but, you know, we're pleased with where it was going into the game, you know, him coming back and being ready.
Being that this is the first.
That's Commanders head coach Dan Quinn with major news that Marcus Mariota will be back as the starting quarterback Sunday against the New York Giants. Marcus has been somewhere between fine and good in his starts. Too many turnovers, but certainly giving them a chance to win. We got to dive deep into what this means. Dan Quinn alluded to the decision about possibly shutting Jaden down, but says they're focused on this week. Nobody go anywhere. Maybe we open these phone lines up. It's not going to be Jaden. It's going to be Marcus, 800-636-1067. Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talk about everything that went on in my house this fall and how my folks at Better Services came to the rescue again. They set up new appliances for us that match the other appliances that weren't destroyed in the water damage, and they really, really worked hard to find my wife the exact oven she wanted. It's got two ovens. It's a KitchenAid appliance, matches the other KitchenAid. Meant a lot to my wife how Better Services went above and beyond to get exactly what we needed for our kitchen. They can do the same for you. Go check out their showroom in Kensington. They've got all sorts of appliances from all sorts of the brands you want. They can give you next day delivery or maybe even same day delivery. This is a family-owned company that treats you like family, just like they did my family. Whatever you need, maybe your appliances just need a repair. A lot of times, you know, your dishwasher's not working right. You got no idea how to fix it, and you think your only option is to buy a new one. Call Better Services. Or say you need some handyman work done around the house. Call Better Services. Maybe you want to go bigger. Renovate that kitchen. Call Better Services. Check them out online at betterservices.com. It's B-E-T-T-A-R. Get better with Better Services.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Obviously, major news here in Washington as Dan Quinn reveals Marcus Mariota will get the start this week. Jaden Daniels will be down. Josh Johnson will be the backup, is at least the how I presume this will shake out. We saw Jaden Daniels leave the game against the Vikings after taking that block that landed him on his injured left elbow. There's some interesting nuance to this where Dan Quinn said post-game he could have gone back in, we just didn't let him, which would lead you to believe he was okay. Now, 4 days later, Jaden can't play the following week. All I would suggest, and I thought Nicky Jabala did a good job trying to clarify this, in the immediacy of the game, when you have adrenaline and everything else going, if there's no structural damage, you could say, okay, let him go. 24 hours after a game where he landed on his elbow there, but he also had another situation on a scramble where he landed on the elbow, it's entirely possible that thing swelled up or was just super damn sore.
Yeah.
He was on the front end of the recovery from that injury anyway.
Yeah.
We were told 4 to 6 weeks. He made it back in 4. Then you take a couple shots to it. People have this need, desire to question if everything is being done the right way, and I can understand that. But I don't – people are going to say, should he have played last week? Hindsight, maybe he shouldn't have. I don't know that answer. People are going to say, well, is he actually hurt now, or are they just shutting him down? I think he's actually hurt again. The conspiracy theories are going to be significant. I find them somewhat unnecessary. I think – the bigger picture is, are they going to shut him down? Because Dan Quinn did not shut down the shutdown talk.
Mm-hmm.
And my stance coming back from the bye week was, you got 5 games left. You got to let the young man play.
Yeah.
But now we're talking about, you got 4 games left. He's at least going to miss one of them. My number had always been 2. If you get to the last 2 weeks of the season and it's just 2 weeks left, and at that point, at best, you're 4-10. Like, I'm not sure that makes any sense. 2 games has always kind of been my Alamo of, that's where I can draw the line. Because it's also, what is the point at a certain point? If he's re-injuring something now, this is the first of all the injuries where it's a re-injured. Because it was knee, then it was hamstring, then it was elbow. Those are all 3 separate things and 3 different situations. Mm-hmm. This is now a re-injury. Where do you think this goes, B? What was your reaction?
Well, I just think it gets to a point, just like you said, he landed on the elbow, and the fact that he said it was no structural damage, okay, or structural setback, that was his words. So nothing else happened to it, but like you stated, it's very sore. When you get that thing, when you touch it and it hurts, that's the type of thing. I think Jaden is a tough dude. I think he could deal with a lot of pain. But I think when they go to touch it, if he goes, it hurts a little bit, they're like, okay, let's hold him out. And I think that is what the doctors are there for, to give the coach the proper information, whether they like it or not. You know what I mean? You got a lot of people sometimes that work with teams that they just answer what they think the coach wants them to say. But in this situation, they're answering it properly. And they are making the right decision. But I have no issue with him playing last week. You know, you look at that play is a fluke play. If he doesn't throw that interception, probably don't happen. He goes through the whole game. Nobody's saying anything. But he landed on it. And you have to address it. At this point now, I mean, we're sitting at 3-10. You got four games left. Marcus starting. You got three games left after that. Whatever way they go, they go. I'm not sitting there waiting for it. I don't, you know, I'm not on watch. I don't care.
It's going to be interesting. I want to open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Dan Quinn says they're not prepared to have a conversation about shutting Jaden Daniels down, that they're focused on the Giants this week and then they'll re-examine everything next week. Dan Quinn says there's no structural, no long-term problems for Jaden Daniels' non-throwing elbow. Is it the right call to maybe shut Jaden down at this point? You've got four games left. He's definitively missing one of them. So that would be three games left for Jaden tops. This is B. Mitchell Finley. Phone lines open. Whole last hour of the show. Big news breaking. Nobody go anywhere.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.